Ayo, you must have not heard. Royal Crush Takeover's coming to you at a new time. Baltimore's own, the best for independent artists worldwide and in the local area. So instead of 6:30, they moving up to 7. Also, for interview slots and music submission, contact Royal Crush Keisha or Mr. Run Tell That LeVar Hayes. Oh, hold up though, here goes a showcase update. Teflon and Paper Rock present the Independence Tour. More information coming soon.
Hey everyone, hope y'all are having a great day today. I'm your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. And you're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. So how you doing today, sir?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing good, you know. I'm just super excited about today. You know, got some hot tracks. We're going to be playing as well as having Foxy Maria come in and join us later. So we're going to catch up and see how everything's going with her, as well as talk about this whole lifestyle website that she has out as well. So I'm super excited about that. You got any updates, anything coming up that you want to let the people know about?
Yeah, we got the Independence Tour kicking off in Baltimore August 22nd in Baltimore, Maryland at 114 East Baltimore Street. And then after that, we're going to have some slots available for A3C Festival pretty soon. That's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I know you will be letting everybody know about all of that stuff, the festival and everything coming up, as, you know, you want to drop more details on everybody. But they just didn't call to hear us talk. Let's get into our first track of the day, which is to show you two of the people that you just mentioned for the Independence Tour. This is Struggle by Raja Na and Split Star.
I was that nigga with the hooker. Hey mama, kitchen nigga with the cooker. Making soda, 1,000 grams on the whooper. I'm getting money, doing shit that you shoulda. I wish you coulda. It's an everyday struggle though. Shit, I'm a dog with no muzzle, yo. Yeah, and I'm a straight up beast. Nigga, roam in these streets, still looking for the piece to my puzzle, bro. Yeah, bob, 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 yeah. Entrepreneur. I can't work for people. Let the seeds grow, yeah, show my bubble. Let the money double, boy, we all in the struggle. We all in the struggle, fighting through the pain. Life like the weather, sunshine, rain. No matter what happens, gotta maintain. No matter what happens, gotta maintain. We all in the struggle, fighting through the pain. Life is like the weather, sunshine, rain. No matter what happens, we gotta maintain. No matter what happens, we gotta maintain.
No matter what happens, nigga. Raging, now I'm hotter than the oven, nigga. I could fuck your sister and your mother, nigga. Then I could be your pops and your brother, nigga. Can't see my team, Stevie Wonder, nigga. Stevie J, your bitch on the pole, make you wonder, nigga. How I get this bread, no wonder, nigga. Bitch, I'm a boss, I ain't the under, nigga. 6 feet deep, leave you under, nigga. What you expect, we from the jungle, nigga. Be quiet, you might hear my stomach rumble, nigga. Draw facts, we adapt to the struggle, nigga.
We all in the struggle, fighting through the pain. Life's like the weather, sunshine, rain. No matter what happens, gotta maintain. No matter what happens, gotta maintain. We all in the struggle, fighting through the pain. Life is like the weather, sunshine, rain. No matter what happens, we gotta maintain. No matter what happens, we gotta maintain.
Oh, yeah, we back, y'all.
I like that joint. So I'm definitely excited about seeing them on the 22nd when they come here for the Independence Tour. So I haven't seen Rage in a minute. So it'll be always good to catch up. But this is our second track of the day. This is Come Get It by Maestro.
Just so I can make it out. Dudes be flexing like they getting money when they in the drought. You're a clown, always sitting talking what you been about. All this you say this and that, y'all need to cut it out. Always hating, keep talking, get grinded like some coffee beans. Really be out and sneaking hot and shit like they double D. Why you hitting my lineup? What do you want from me? If it ain't about money, then ain't no need to talk to me. Cause I don't really got the time. Trying to get these dollar signs. The top may be a long climb, but I feel like the stars align. Yeah, the kid underrated, but he know he talented. Put me in the game, but I'm taking off like I'm capping it. Ain't no way I'm passing it. Flow is so immaculate, man, they don't want to fathom this. But man, can you imagine it? Take a dollar, put some work in, turn into a fortune. Riding around with the crew, pulling up in Florence. Going out to different places that they can't afford in. Walk inside my closet, look like I've been signed by Jordan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now I feel I'm on the road to riches. Bright lights, dollar signs, and all I hear is
come get it.
Money on my mind is saying
come get it.
You took up on my line, she's saying
come get it.
If they really got a problem, they can
come get it. Come get it, yeah, you can come get it.
All I see is dollar signs saying
come get it.
Bright lights in the distance saying
come get it.
On the road to riches, all I hear is
come get it. Come get it, yeah, you can come get it.
Lately, I've come to a realization. Stop listening to all the hate, just listen to the graces. Cause some people still gonna hate you even when you make it. Let's just face it, they just mad cause they know they'll never make it. And man, they talk so much shit that I can't tell where they face it. They saying it's a new me, it started in their basement. And now I feel I'm on the road to riches. Bright lights, dollar signs, and all I hear is
come get it.
Money on my mind is saying
come get it.
You check up on my line, she's saying
come get it.
If they really got a problem, they can
come get it. Come get it, yeah, you can come get it.
All I see is dollar signs saying
come get it.
Bright lights in the distance saying
come get it.
On the road to riches, all I hear is
come get it. Come get it, yeah, you can come get it. Come get it, yeah, you can come get it. Come get it, yeah, you can come get it. Bright lights, dollar signs saying come get it. Come get it, yeah, you can come get it.
All right, and we are back. I like that joint. Come get it. A Maestro. That's good. I like that joint. Well, let's see if we have some callers. Let's get to the first one.
225-333.
What's up? Hello. Your name, where you calling from?
It's R. Lee, a loud boy K, calling from Louisiana, Fayetteville, Louisiana.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. Yeah.
So what you got going on out there?
Well, I'm working on my new project called Meant to Be This Way, the mixtape. I got me a new video out there. I'm featuring on it. It's with Live Boy Tune. It's called Stop It. The video out right now. It's booming. It's right at 900 views right now. I got my singles out on YouTube and stuff. You can subscribe to it, Lil KTV. And yeah, that's about it. I've been working on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I be seeing Live Boy on IG. He be doing a lot of different things and stuff. So I'm definitely glad you were able to call in.
Oh, yeah. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Have we played a track of yours yet?
Have we played what?
Have we played one
of
your tracks
one of your tracks before?
Yeah, I think you did play. It was that used to be. It was called Used to Be.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Okay,
I just recently about going on 2 months ago, I went to Ruffin's downtown Daiquiri for a showcase and I came off second place.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm definitely glad you were able to call in this week since you forgot last week.
Yeah, I did. I don't know how I let it slip my mind, but I did forget.
Yeah. We definitely understand. Y'all be getting busy, but you know it. The show over.
Yeah.
But I'll be seeing you do your thing on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah. I'll keep everybody posted on what's coming soon and et cetera.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. I'll definitely be seeing you, and I'm super proud. You know that you haven't let anything stop you in life, and you just keep it pushing.
The sky is the limit. God got me.
Exactly. But you be safe out there, and definitely keep us posted on whenever you got stuff coming up, so I can share stuff on my page.
I will, yeah. Get them, Kay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, definitely, okay. Thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
You too.
Okay, let's get to the next caller.
646-673.
Hello, so your name?
Hello, what's good, Keith? Sean, that's the energy drink. I'm over here in New York City subway, right to casino. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and you, Sean? How you doing?
Great. Going for a little death of the family. Rest in peace to my grandmother. Just looking down, you know, going to bury her next week. But I want to give a big shout-out and respect to Adrian J., your host, the Asian BBW model, who was modeling for Essex Injury for me in the past. Much success to her, and shout-out to her being your guest on your show tonight.
Oh, yes, you mean Foxy Maria now.
Right. She's definitely doing big things, so shout out to her. And, you know, she's one of the first Asian BBW models to promote Essex Energy Drink, starting a 60-year-old outfit, lingerie, 50-cop outfit, and she really took it to the club, so shout out to Adrian J. Also, another big shout out to my model, Shanti Fia of North Carolina. She was on the front cover of Hot Mac magazine. She's going to the award show August 17th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Check her out. She'll be getting an award from me and herself for being on the front cover of Hot Mac Magazine Radio. Shout out to Tyra Jackson. Check that out. August 17th, Level Studios of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Check that out on social media.
Okay. That's what's
up. Yeah. Shout out to her, definitely. And also shout out to my people on social media. Follow me on Twitter, YouTube, Sean Felder Ethics Promotion. Definitely on Instagram, Felder Sean 494. Definitely on Facebook. Like I said, I got some radio interviews coming up I will talk about later. Right now, it's all about Hot Mac Magazine. I got an interview with Tara Jackson soon. It'll be in the works. You check it out soon on social media.
Okay. And who's the interview with again?
It's called Hot Mac Radio with Tara Jackson.
Okay.
We don't know the date yet, but August 17th is definitely the award show. I'm going to be one of the sponsors for that show, and Shanta Fia will be getting an award. And I get an award, too, for the Essex Drink Movement. So, again, a big shout-out to Tyra Jackson. Also, she had wore Essex shirt and drunk some of the drinks. She showed mad love for my business.
Yep, okay. That's what's up.
Yes, ma'am. You know, and also, thanks to you guys, Royal Crush Radio, and also shout-out to my model, Sarah D. Ralph, a Canadian model who will be your guest next week. I'm pressing with her to do some interviews. You know, teach her how to speak. She'll be a little nervous. So shout out to her. She'll be your guest next week. So we got back-to-back electric models. Tonight, AJ, next week,
shout out to her.
Definitely.
I'll have her. She'll have her flyer and everything sometime after the show.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm super excited about that as well.
Oh, yeah. She's excited, too. I'm making her work. And also shout out to my model of the month, Susan Curry. I love the BBW white model for Oklahoma City. She's the model of the month. Shout out to Susan Curry.
Oh, okay, well, definitely. We got to shout you out. You always sending good people our way, so we're definitely grateful for all of the, you know, love and support that you sent to us.
Oh, yeah. No question. So, like I said, you know, thanks to you guys and peace, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, Sean, you be safe out there, and like I said again, thanks for all your support.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. All right, let's get to the next one.
517-215.
Well, hey, where are you from? Paul, here, G-Notes, you know what it is, checking in from
Detroit. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
What's the word?
Yep, how you been?
Good. Thanks for praying. Call in and tell you about, I've been certified on Genius at hardheadgnote.com. I mean, at hardheadgnote. I bet that's the website, though, hardheadgnote.com.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm on your mailing list, your fan page.
Yeah. And I'm verified on Genius. Used to be Rap Genius when I was just Genius. And Hawk here, G Note as well.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. So, when can we expect some new music? Or what you working on now?
Oh, yeah, I got the 4 remix, which is available on all outlets. And Hawk here, G Note, the 4 and 2. I'm about to shoot the video for that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
That's what's up. We were featuring Kitty Kush.
You say Kitty?
Yeah, I say featuring Kitty Kush.
Okay. So yeah, you definitely got to send us that when we when you're ready, so we can play it for you.
Yes, indeed. Really will. Thanks for having me. Everybody go to that website, hardheadgnote.com.
You are so welcome. You got to put it up there and take my page so I can share it for you.
Yes, indeed. No problem. Surely will.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Well, tell that was good.
Not much chilling, man. Listen to y'all talk. How are you?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Not for much, I'm chilling. Can you hear me?
I don't hear him no more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you for a few minutes. Did you hear my call?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
I think it's just us on here. I don't think he's on here no more.
Okay, seems like we had a bad connection. Well, I'm pretty sure he'll call in again, and like he said, definitely go and check his website out. That's Banzugo.com. Yeah. But all right, let's get to the next caller before we get to our special guest.
No more hands up right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's play this next track while we're waiting for her to get on the line. Time is rolling. This is Out of Line by AOL.
Crunch on the beat.
Jebo. Beating on the dime. sliced up. Running your mouth and you think it you bad. And I know when you about to take a nice cut. You out of line and you out of your mind. Call me up one more time. And I swear to God, I'm about to commit a malicious crime. You pushing me to the limit. Yeah, you and these are pushing my buttons. I'm about to go off in a minute. It's about to get explicit. You'll get your beat and get sent to the clinic. Hold up, trick on my boss. I'm the biggest boss you've ever seen on the north. Talking that shit is gonna cost you a lot. Run out, hey, you on the block. Watch out, I'm the highest and baddest you've ever seen. Puffin' on me in green, rapping and bagging, bagging back at bars like Sing Sing. Hold up, don't ever think I'm the to play with. I got a couple of banana clips, some to shoot. Watch who you effing with.
Back, y'all.
Yeah, and we're back. That was Out of Line by AOL. I definitely like that joint as well. And if you want to know how you can get your music heard, schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush Takeover Radio, Royal Crush ENT on IG. And as well as my co-host and Mr. Run Tell That on IG as well. And without further ado, we got our special guest on the line, Miss Foxy Maria.
Morning. Hello.
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 How have you been?
It's nice to hear from you guys again. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, it is so good to hear you again as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, is it like what, 7 plus?
Yep, it is, what, 7, it's like 7:25 at night here.
Oh, you're blessed. good morning, guys.
But yes, good morning. So how have you been since the last time that you were on?
Yeah, I've been quite busy actually doing, I think there's a lot going on with me since we last had the interview. So, before I start anything else, I would like to actually say thanks to Sean Felder. So I really hope that he's doing well with promoting the excess energy drink. So are you guys like wondering why I'm Foxy Maria now?
Yeah, I did have to remind him. I was like, well, she is Lady Maria now, because he just called in before you did. But I was taking a look at your whole, you know, your lifestyle, like branding and everything that you've been doing.
Yes. So it's actually the modeling name that I was using. And the other name, Adrienne, because it's used as one of the my pen name for other publications, because I'm also writing now. So I just have to split the two so that people will not get confused. Well, at one time she's a model, and yeah, now she's serious, and we have to take her as a writer. We have to believe her, you know. So I just want to spit it out, so people will not get too confused with the personality
that I have.
So yeah, yep. So that's what's going on with me. Yeah, I'm also writing. Da da. So.
Yep. So how did the writing come about? Is it something you were always doing, and or is it something you kind of fell into? Like, how did that come about?
I always liked to write. I blogged for a while, and then I was a vlogger. I was like doing those videos and also blogs about it. So, but writing takes a lot of time. So, I went to from blogger to vlogger. So, yeah, I think that's something that I always enjoy doing. You
okay.
know, writing so that it gives me. It provides me a platform to express my perspective. So in those days, anyone can write, right? So, yeah, it comes as a natural thing for me to actually evolve into something more serious. Is it serious?
Yeah, yes, very much so. I like that, you know. A very popular author, you know, has passed away here a few days ago, Toni Morrison, and she always said, you know, that if you have not read the book that you wanted to write, then you should write it. You know, that's like one of her famous quotes, and you know, from that's good that you something that you enjoyed and you're just able to put that out there, and it definitely does, you know, give you a different audience, and you know, now you can really put out your opinion and your perspective about things.
Yeah, it's that's very profound of the author to have actually mentioned that. I was also doing it so that to express some positive views, so people will not all be so negative about what's happening around them, to provide some comfort in words, so that you don't just like every day you turn on TV, you saw something bad on the news, when you, just flip the papers, there's something even worse on the paper. So it's actually a means for you to actually, you know, put something nice for people to be reminded of throughout the day.
Yeah, and
so
that's
it's something good.
Anything positive right now is just so needed, you know, as you said.
Yes.
Bad things happening on the news, you know, and a lot of it is people are, you know, we're all going through our own little struggles and things, and it's very nice to just, you know, take a moment and be a little positive, so that's definitely needed right now.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I love to jot about something silly. People call it silly because it's not serious, like flowers, you know, about the fragrances you can smell when you walk along a path or something. So just take off your mind from something serious for a while. So it's like,
and it's, like I said, it's definitely needed. You know, people just need a break to just, you know, like, just to relax and take that, be a good distraction. You know, let's think about something, you know, positive and not get so bogged down with the negativity. Because a lot of people stay there and that can, you know, fester within themselves. So I definitely commend you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, anything of a particular interest you want me to write about, Keisha?
That's good. It's like your open book, taking everything in.
Yes. So,
I do. And I do. Yep, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just asking, how's things going on over there?
Things are, you know, okay. You know, we all have our struggles and things. And, you know, over the weekend, it was a lot of violence and things. But, you know, I've always chosen to, you know, focus on some of the positive things, you know, in our community and not so much of the negative things, you know, that's going on around us. You know, unfortunately, you know, if you turn on the news, all you kind of see is a lot of the headline grabbing news and what's going on. But, you know, like you, I'm choosing to lean into the things that are very positive. And I've been, you always tag us in your funny pictures, so I always like getting those. So it's like, okay, look at her. Now she got the guitar, little rock and roll.
Yeah. So it's important. I think what you're doing and what you're also feeling right now, and what I think it's the same everywhere. People have their own struggle. They need some comfort somewhere. So is this like your private your mind is your private thing, right? They always say that. So what you read is can actually shape how you feel on that particular day. So just a little love, you know, some positive vibes. So people can feel good about themselves and indirectly feel good about the whole thing around them. Even if it's just for a while, you know. But it's just good front to actually cope with things. Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
It is, and that's exactly right, you know. If, you know, a lot of people that be in, you know, those negative spaces, you know, they get consumed with a lot of that, you know, like negativity and things, and you can't stay there.
Yeah. It's a dangerous zone, and if you stay too long, you probably, you know, hit the bottom of the well somewhere. And before you're getting there, you're probably like swirling around. I don't know. It will be a very bad place to be. So yeah,
yes,
it's important
very
not
much
to
so.
To walk that path. Yeah.
It's definitely a very bad place to stay. You know, but I was wondering something when you did. Do you play an instrument?
Do I what?
Do you play like any musical instrument?
Musical instrument. That's the funny thing. I always loved music. The sound of the guys who saw me trying to play something, they said, You better just stick with the microphone. I was like, as long as there's sounds and sounds coming out of like the drum you're strumming, you know, I tried drum before.
Okay.
But it was like, yeah, you better stick with your microphone. You better like, you know, or something simple. So I think I'm pretty basic with drums. Now I don't think. How about you? Do you play any instruments?
No, I don't. Just by some of the videos that I've seen you share and stuff, I was just wondering. I was like, I wonder if she's playing, you know, like any type of instruments. But no. I used to sing in my church choir, but that's about it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We all feel like we Beyonce in the shower, but no. No one wants me out here singing for cash, no. I wouldn't make no money.
I see. But, I always envy young women or young pretty ladies out there who can actually play instrument. They look so cool, right? It's like...
They do.
It's not just because they look so cool. It's because they are able to play whatever they want. So that's the connection with... what they're feeling and the hand that's coming. So I have to wait for people to actually, you know, start the cue, you know, hit the drum before I sing. So I can't control what's the music behind me.
Yeah.
So if you play some instrument, it's definitely a plus. You can actually, you know, hit the moment, you know, just drag a little bit, some drama there before you actually hit your notes. Wow. It would be like, wow. It's a true performance dream.
Yeah, okay. So with the modeling and everything, like how's any, you know, like new campaigns or anything that you're involved in?
Okay, new campaigns. We have this body positive thing going on. So we want people to feel good about the body because apparently, in some part of the world, being on the plus size is still not the way to go. Or, you know, people don't really talk about it, but they actually shame people on the plus size, at least on this part of the world. So I was like joining some people to do this body positivity thing, so just feel good about you, build your confidence. So there's a few of the new artists, or not necessarily an artist, a new personality with a plus in a plus size. They start to come around and give talk confidently, so people now feel good to dress up, to actually mix around, then just let the skinnier one have all the fun. So
yeah,
see what happens around here. So yeah, it's I know it's a acceptable thing in the rest of the world, but on this part it's like they quietly, you know, put you aside, single you out, single your groups out because you're like that. So it's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, I definitely you know, want to commend you for that as well, because you know it is a lot of body shaming and things, and you know that's why I like you know, like yourself and Ashley Graham, who's another BBW model, you know, and just letting ladies know that it's okay to be comfortable in your own skin, and you know it's not so much about like, yes, we all want to be healthy, but you know everyone isn't meant to be a size 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's very right.
And you know, it's way more, you know, women with curves than anything. I think that what average size is like a 14 or something like that now. And you know, it's good to let, you know, younger kids coming up behind us and know that it's okay, you know, if you're a little on the, you know, like bigger size, because it is a lot of shaming and things. And
Yeah, it did help, because whenever you go to the mall, you have lesser choice, and you have to order online, that kind of thing. So I think it's not a healthy thing to cultivate in the society, because beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. So yeah, it's more than, you know, just the physique of a people. Of a person that you should really care about. It's like the whole package. So we were doing this Be Confidence, and then we have more gathering for plus sizes, personality, so that then the more people were like, there's actually someone like me, and she's doing okay, so I should feel good about myself. You know, So that's something that I would love people to be more open about. And, you know, those sometimes when you're trying to feel good or want to show your confidence, but you're on the plus side, people don't really support you. They were like giving this look like something is wrong with you. Why you were dressing like that? Why you are all of a sudden become so confident and wanting to join things. So that's the hurdle that you need to break. And I understand that, because I had seen problems before. So it's not a healthy thing, especially among women. You should always help your sisters, especially the one who's struggling, you know. So I was like, yep, that's something that I always push on, to body positivity and confidence.
Yeah, and that's, you know, good, because you got to be confident, and, you know, that brings in self-esteem and things like that, and it's definitely a plus. So I definitely commend you for being just bold and just beautiful and putting yourself out there and just letting people know that it's okay, you know, to be who you are.
Correct, yep. So, what's considered plus size on that side of the world? Is it 14, 16 size?
Yeah, actually, I've seen in some stores that they consider 12 being a plus size, you know, and some, you know, like designers and things don't have, you know, clothing that goes up to a 3X or a 4X. And, I mean, and just which is, to me, it really does a disservice to you. So I don't really support brands that don't have my size. I don't fool with it, you know. And, I mean, you have a lot of, you know, like high fashion designers who, you know, some will make bigger sizes. I know Christian Serrano, he, you know, has a line, because I've seen, like, Whoopi Goldberg, she's won a lot of, wore a lot of his dresses and things. But it really just does you a disservice if you're not offering, you know, a variety of different sizes and different styles for people.
Yeah.
You know, if they do have something that's in a bigger size, it's majority plain. You know, it's like, I like pretty flowers too. So, you know, I just tell people you got to support the brands that are looking out for you and, you know, doing things that you want to see.
Yeah.
You know, on your body.
Yeah. I think it's time we actually promote the local designer who actually designed for plus size. Yeah, I think it's good if we can feature any one of them, like, on a weekly basis, so that people know where to get plus sizes, dresses or clothes from the local ones, rather than we're going for the masses, for the standard size. They call it standard.
Oh yeah.
Size.
And I tell people, like I said, you gotta support the ones you know that are looking out for our interests, and you know, understand our body types and celebrate that, and not look at it as, you know, someone that they don't want to design for just because you have a few extra curls, you know, curves.
Yeah. Yep. It's more to love, baby. So,
exactly.
You said 12 is the big, starting to become a big size, a plus size over there. So, in here, we have stores that just sell up to 1X or L. So then that's it. So, if you ask, do you have anything bigger? They were just like, no, we just carry this until L. So, it's like, very frustrating when you dress up to go out for shopping, and then I can't wear any of the clothes. So it's like, oh my god.
It's a big letdown on their behalf. You know, so those aren't the brands that I go and support. But we have a few callers. I'll get one on, see if they have, you know, a question for you, or just let them promote.
Sure.
So, yeah, let's get to the first caller.
646-673.
Hey, what's up, Foxy? You know who this is? SX Big Sean NYC. How you doing, sweetheart?
We are doing good.
How are you? You know I had to make that phone call, show you love. I caught you off guard, yeah. But you know something, let me tell you something, Keisha.
Uh-huh.
This girl is a phenomenal supporter of Essex Energy Drink. You there, Foxy? I remember when I first talked to her, I never thought a BBW of an Asian had pretty thick figure and nice boobs. And what's so ironic about her, she's not afraid to take her borrowing. Hey, Fox, you remember I gave you that lingerie? You wore that blue lingerie for Essex Energy Drink, and you made that cute pose?
Yes.
Tell me how many guys were going over that picture when that picture came out.
Were they drinking your excess energy drink while looking at it? I just want to know that. So it's supposed to promote the drinks as well?
Right. And she did a YouTube video over there. That's like, what, over 25,000, 26,000
Foxy? Wow. That's good to hear,
Yeah. And she did the one with the nurse outfit. That was crazy. But the crazy one was she did the sexy cop outfit. I think that was the best one she did, in my opinion, because when she showed me the pictures, it was just phenomenal. And to this day, that's still one of the favorite pictures. She took the sexy cop outfit. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
That's good to hear, Sean, that it can actually help, you know, to promote the drinks. And, I just like to appear pretty, and pretty with an excess energy drink is something. It's a good combination, you know. People would like to feel good and look at the sexy picture and then, feel good again about it.
Oh, we're going to do some more. You wanted to do a power outfit you was talking about? We're going to work on that, you know what I mean?
All right.
She's going to work
yeah,
with me.
Yeah,
well,
that is.
And
that's not for me. That's
yeah,
not
yeah,
for me.
And yeah, we're going to work.
It's,
yeah, we're going to work on that. And like I said, much success to you. She's going to take a photo shoot with my magazine. So that's in the works also. So that's going to be phenomenal. And like I said, Keisha, she's a phenomenal talent. I wish her the best. Hope she comes to New York soon. You know, hang out, have a drink and stuff. She's a very talented interviewer, too. Check out her YouTube videos. And like I said, she's definitely going places plus size women as an Asian model. No doubt.
Yeah. Thank well, definitely
Sean,
thanks for calling in again, Sean, and always supporting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No question. Foxy, you take care, right? Be safe.
You too, Sean. Love you.
Take care now. Catch you now. You too. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he is a great guy, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Already?
So, yes.
Yeah.
Get
yep.
on the
number
one.
313-333.
Hello?
Cincinnati,
where are you from?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Demetrius. I'm calling from Baltimore, but I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mix it up a little
bit. Hi, Demetri.
How you doing? What is like being a model?
What is like being a model? What is like being a model? Wow, so is that the only question? What is like being
a
model?
Yeah, that's my only question right now. Yeah.
Yeah, what is like being a model? For one thing, it's not for the glamour or the popularity. It's at a later stage of doing it, I find out that it's actually a responsibility too. That whatever you
okay.
do, people who follow you will actually get inspiration and then try to do the same thing, so it's good to do to have a good package about it. For example, appearing pretty and at the same time spreading a good positive message about because you know that I'm a plus size model, right? So one of the
mm-hmm.
things that we want to show is that even your plus size, you can also look pretty and also spread a good message out there. So it's not just about the popularity, it's more of the responsibility that comes with it. But it feels cool in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's definitely dope. Thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah. So are you a model too?
No, I'm actually Well, I guess so. I'm an artist, a graphic designer. So if anybody needs any graphics or anything, follow me on Instagram
uh-huh.
or Twitter, anything at Title D King, which is TitleDKing.
Uh-huh.
You guys can follow
okay,
me there.
Okay.
I do logos, graphic designs. You need to cover anything. I do T-shirt designs, business cards, anything you need. Contact me.
Wow.
And then
cool.
Yeah, and on my page as well, I do music. So yeah, so. You can check me out on Instagram. If you guys like what you see,
yeah,
like
sure
what you hear,
that.
Hit me up.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, sure do that. All the best. So, any inspiration from the plus size model for you?
Yeah, it's a lot of inspiration on that side because I have a couple. One of my sisters, she's a plus size, and
uh-huh.
I know she loves fashion a lot. So that's like a big thing, and I always support her. Anything she wants to, like, you know. Want to wear or do
yeah.
so. I'm always behind her all the time with anything she needs. If she doesn't have the confidence, I'll tell her
man.
You can rock that because you know what? Because you're top notch, you can do that.
If you thought about it, you can actually do it. Yeah, that's a good support that you're doing there. So yeah, say hi to your sister.
I definitely will. Can I do a shout out real quick?
All right.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
All right, shout out. My team, Almighty, shout out Beth Banger, shout out Sam Cook, and shout out L Cook, shout out my family, shout out everybody. Again, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Title D King, TitleDKing. And if you want, you can follow my group page, Almighty King, which is AlmightyKngs.
Okay. Well, definitely thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
All right, no problem. Yeah. Jeff Banger.
Thank you.
No problem.
Alrighty, so we gotta get into another track, and then we'll finish up with the rest of the interview. This is That's a Yes by K Lego.
Elevated to the fullest, that's a yes. Do whatever it takes to get what I need. Nothing less, if you think you got a chance to catch up with me. Double check, let us know she love with these flashy VVs. Look on my neck, man, I see the shit, oh so simply that I'm up next. Wonder why these niggas hating it so simply, cause I'm the best. Yeah, I been at this shit right here on lockdown. I don't need your respect, shoot on my 60, keeping the Glock round. They want me dead cause I'm blessed. Young boy, yes, I wear my pride up on my chest. No need to flex. When I hit this blunt, I'm feeling blessed. Smoke in my chest. Mama said I'm way more than a catch. Switch through the net. We gon' cut the check. Just cut them check. Catch flights to Quebec. My bar out the store. Gucci obsessed. From toe to my neck. Yeah, I'm with the bros. I'm with the set. We bought in a jet. I've been on the phone with the connect. I'm tryna collect. This the face you never gon' forget. So watch where you step. They don't want complications when the gang round. After you niggas get rained down. Smoking and sipping to get through the pain now. There ain't nothing to say now. The money is what I obtain now. Get the way on my stresses, I'm straight now. If they hate me, they love me too late now. If a nigga want problems, get laid down. Elevated to the fullest, that's a yes. Do whatever it takes to get what I need. Nothing less, if you think you got a chance to catch up with me. Double check, let us know that she love with these flashy VVs. Look on my neck, man, I see the shit oh so simply that I'm up next. Wonder why these niggas hating it so simply, cause I'm the best. Yeah, I been at this shit right here on lockdown. I don't need your respect. Shoot on my 60, keeping the Glock round. They want me dead cause I'm blessed. Elevated to the fullest, that's a yes. Do whatever it takes to get what I need. Nothing less, you tell me you gotta just catch up with me.
Double check, you tell me you gotta just catch up with me. Double check. Alright, and we are back. I like that joint as well. It's a nice song. And we're back with our special guest, Miss Foxy Maria.
Hello there.
So you want to throw out, you know, any shout-outs you have, your link, so people know where to find you?
All right. So where can people find me? So you can follow Foxy Maria. It's on Facebook. And also watch out for, I'm doing this graphic novel. So it's going to come out not anytime soon yet, but it's in a progress. So the graphic novel is actually, it's titled Shadow, The Shadow. So
okay.
It will be published under Foxy Media Entertainment in Asia. So I'll be featured. It's actually a graphic model, but graphic novel, but it will actually feature me as Lady Maria. So that's one thing to watch out. In I think another month or so, it's gonna be finished. So if you have to find me on social media, you search for Fox Maria, Fox Maria, on social media. So if you see, I think it's I'm still using the cop's outfit. Yeah, that's true. Me, give me a holler, and we can connect from there. So
yep. Okay, well, we definitely want to thank you again for coming on. You know, we appreciate all the love and support that you give us, and I just can't wait to see this graphic novel. So I definitely will be ordering me a copy, because I love your whole movement with your body positivity and everything you're just trying to do for women. So I have to support anyone doing anything out here positive.
Yes. So lots of love to you, Keisha, and everyone there. So yep, let's try to do this again soon. So before that, yeah, just take care and always be positive and yeah, spread the good words around and take care of each other.
Yeah, thank you, and you do the same.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. All right.
Alrighty, thank you so much, and y'all be safe out
yeah.
there, and lots of love and hugs to your son.
Yeah, I need more of that. Please, can, have you seen my body? Have you take a look at my body? More to love, so I need more of that. Alright, thank you, Keisha. Take care, love. Alright,
you too. Thank you. Alrighty, as I said, if anyone, you want to know how you can get an interview on the show or get your music played, you know, you can call in any day, each week to promote your music or whatever you have going on, remodeling, designing, whatever it is, you know, we like to support people out here doing positive things. And, you know, and again, last weekend was a rough weekend for us as a nation. I hope everyone, our prayers go out to everyone that was affected by the tragedies, and we just want everyone to be positive, be kind to one another, and always, always be vigilant. But let's get into this next track before we go. False Fake by Beth Banger.
Yo, you must have not have heard. Royal Crush Takeover's coming to you at a new time. Baltimore's own, the best for independent artists worldwide and in the local area. So instead of 6:30, they moving up to 7. Also, for interview slots and music submission, contact Royal Crush Keisha or Mr. Runtel, that LeVar Hayes. Oh, hold up though, here goes a showcase update. Teflon and Paper Rock present the Independence Tour. More information coming soon.